The very first video game console is being recreated as part of an ongoing project. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, Kathleen Davis has more on the system that predates Pong.
The Magnavox Odyssey was released in 1972 for home use. About 350,000 were sold before it faded into obscurity. University of Pittsburgh professor Zachary Horton says aspects of the console have stayed unique. Games came with plastic overlays to stick onto the TV screen, and some came with tangible pieces like cards or game boards. So gameplay happened both on and off the screen.
It's actually not easy at all. People who are used to current video games have a really hard time controlling and understanding these games, and part of the reason is that they're very complex.
Through Pitt's Odyssey Now project, students are recreating the console and developing their own games and controllers, and they're modernizing the system. Horton says in recreating the Odyssey, the lab plans to make its blueprint open source, so anyone could build it themselves.
One of our main missions is to give people around the world an opportunity to actually play the system that's otherwise very rare and very difficult to both find and get working. We want to make it accessible again.
In April, the lab will host a one-day Odyssey Expo, where the public can try out the Odyssey for, potentially, the first time. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.